All right, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee meeting for Pacifica for September 10th, 2019. Having a quorum present, we are going to call the roll. Mr. Secretary.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Nick Carina.
Can you tell what station they are from, please? Because I forget where Sharon Adams is from. I do apologize.
Sharon Adams is KPFA. Nick Arena from WPFW. Nick, are you there? Okay.
Yes,
Fred,
I'm here.
I'm
here.
Okay. Fred Blair from KPFK.
Present.
Chris Corey from KPFA.
Here.
Bill Crozier from KPFC.
Here.
Lyndon Foley from WPFW.
Well, there's Lyndon Foley from KPFT.
Oh, you're TF. Okay. Sorry. R. Paul Martin from WBAI here. Mansour Sabah from KPFK.
Hazir.
James Sagerton from WBAI. Nancy Sorden from WPFW. Tamara Swiderski, interim CFO. Okay, we have eight. That's a quorum.
We have eight. Right. So I apologize for my negligence on the agenda. Everybody should have it by now. Is anybody listening not without the agenda in front of them, the proposed agenda?
I don't have it.
Is that Lyndon or James?
It's Lyndon.
Okay. Read it
so
to our audience
ahead,
as well.
Proceed.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read it off, Lyndon, and I'll try and forward it to you as I'm doing that, okay? So,
okay.
Item one, convene meeting 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Item two, roll call. Item three, approve agenda. Item four, minutes approval for 8:27:19. Item five, motion to proportion interest payment by membership by Chris Corey. Item six, discussion of motion to proportion interest payments by membership. Item seven, division updates on budgetary priorities. Item eight, IGM report and discussion. Item nine, new business. And item 10, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. There's one update to that agenda. I suggested that we might let item seven flow over into item eight if John Verniel couldn't attend, and that is in fact the case. So I'm going to extend item seven. I don't think we need 45 minutes for that, so I'll just extend it for 15 and make it 30 and delete item 8, and then we'll take up whatever remaining time we have with new business. Unless somebody would like to add in, there was a suggestion, because it's coming up on the budget timeline, that we perhaps should discuss the method by which the central services fees are calculated. Would anyone like to see that in the place of item 8?
Also move, it's Bill.
Okay. I'll make that change. Are there any other changes to the agenda that anyone else would like to make?
Okay. Give me the wording of the new item 8.
Item 8 would be a discussion of proportionment of central services fees.
And how long would that be?
I think we should probably take 30 for that, just as the IGM report was going to take. I think it's going to be a somewhat contentious issue, and there's a lot of weird variables and permutations to that. So if we could leave it at 30, I think that'll work.
Chair, Mansoor has a procedural, how would I say it? I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead, Mansoor.
Okay. Who else is on this call right now? Is anybody... who's monitoring who's on the call and not? Is that Fred Blair?
I don't have the console open, so it wouldn't be me.
Mansoor, Fred here. Yes, I do have I have the Maestro console open, and we have 8 people present. You want me to read all?
Okay.
These?
All right. Thank you. No. I know who the 8 are. Thank you.
Okay, with that one change to item 8, are there any other – do I need to read the whole thing back again, or does everybody understand that? Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. And, Lyndon, did you receive your copy of the agenda?
I did.
Okay, great. So if there are there any – is there any objection to
– Can we – Do we just one small thing? Just have minutes approval, 5 minutes, because we know what they are. We don't have to put in the date of the minutes in the agenda.
Okay. I do it out of habit, just mostly to remind myself of which minutes they are. But if nobody else needs that, that's fine with me. Any other changes, additions? Deletions. Okay. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we'll move on to minutes approval. I'm presuming that everybody's received it. I got my copy. Bill, you had a little change, I thought, for 8:27. Is that correct?
No, that was for a previous meeting, I believe.
Okay. Okay.
I looked over and they looked okay.
Yeah, I thought they were okay too. Did anybody have any changes or additions to the minutes for 8:27? Is there any objection to approving the minutes for 8:27 as posted?
Doubled.
All right. Great. Let's see. That brings us up to item 5. So I'm presuming that everybody's seen my interest proposal, interest payment proposal, and I still have that one word in the motion to fix. I'm amenable. Do you think ensuing is good, or Bill? Do you prefer the wording? What was your wording that you suggested? Starting with.
I mean, either way is okay.
Lyndon to the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
When I was reading it, it says payments preceding December 2019. That's the only payment preceding December 2019 is the September 30th payment. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I meant to say proceeding as in starting on.
Well, that's not what proceeding. Yeah, go with beginning December 2019.
That's fine. Yeah, I was tired when I typed that out, and I meant like ensuing or carrying forward from that point, but I just couldn't dig out the right word at that moment.
Okay.
Anyway, let me just explain how I arrived at this. We discussed this a little bit last week, and it occurred to me that because we constantly find ourselves in a state of waiting for various pieces of financial information, that the membership numbers are fairly well known, at least as far as I can tell. I mean, if somebody wants to fill me in on whether that on the fault in that logic, I'll entertain that for sure. But it's my understanding that at least it seems like the individual stations have a better handle on their on their membership than they do on their finances, and that it would be easier to do the proportionment of the interest payments based on that membership. If that seems reasonable to everyone, then I thought that that would be the most expeditious way of handling the proportionment of the interest payments.
Bill for the SEC.
Go ahead, Bill.
First, actually, the term is a portion, starting with an A,
okay,
on how to divide it up. Would this be fixed for the whole year? Would it be based on the current or the most recent membership figures as of when the budget's adopted, or would it vary as the membership changes during the year?
It would vary. As far as I was concerned, it would vary as the station membership was concerned, but I'm willing to entertain, a different way of doing that. If you want to run off of some fixed date, that also kind of makes sense. That way the interest payments aren't being adjusted willy-nilly all throughout the year.
I didn't think I need to clarify whatever it is.
Changes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
I just think we need to clarify whatever way it's going to be. Either way is okay with me.
Yeah, I the way I worded the motion was the most recently available station membership. So, and once again, I would have to rely on people that actually work in the stations and manage these lists to know how often those membership numbers are updated. But it seems like they're updated pretty regularly, right? Would anybody care to chime in on that? Okay, I got three people at once, but I did hear our call.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't make the assumption that they're constantly revising that particular metric. I don't know for sure. Maybe some stations do, maybe some stations don't. Maybe they all do, maybe they all don't. But I wouldn't assume without somebody definitely saying so that they're revised on any kind of a regular basis. I mean, I suppose they're sort of revised relative to the on-air fundraisers, but even there, it's a trickle-in thing. The bulk of the membership change from a fundraiser is going to be during that month, but then you're still going to have some trickling in and some trickling out, I suppose. So I don't know. Most recently available, sure, try it, but it's probably not going to be a gigantically different number anyway.
It probably won't. I'm changing the word proportion to upward.
Yeah. Linden to the stack.
Hold on, I'm changing proceedings.
Also, Fred to the stack.
And Sharon to the stack.
Okay. Sharon, I think I heard you first. Go ahead and chime in.
No, I was not first.
You weren't? Okay. Linden, then.
Nancy on the call. Nancy here on the call.
Okay, Nancy. Welcome.
2 weeks ago, somebody mentioned that since we're having an election, they had membership, I guess that was up through June 30th. And, of course, so that got in new members up through then, doesn't have any new members through July or August, but, that's going to be de minimis. And you'll also have some drop-off who people didn't pay. But I think that's a pretty good – somebody mentioned that 2 weeks ago. I think that's a pretty good number to use. And you're right. We're going to probably change things less than 0.5% or 0.25% when you get – if you were to drill down and try and get exact numbers.
Okay. I'm sorry, who else was on the stack other than Lyndon? I know
Fred.
That Sharon was down there.
Fred.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Fred.
Again, I think the membership numbers are pretty reliable because I'm working in the fund drive room regularly. Membership department keeps pretty tight rein on when people donate, getting that information into their database. So Yes, with the election date of record being just, I believe it was June 30th, the recent membership numbers should be really right on there. And Manser, since Manser is a supervisor in our fund drive room, he probably knows even better.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, Sharon?
Hello, yeah, Sharon. Okay, well, I just wanted to say with the language about the membership numbers of being most recently available, like, I don't have a good version of the motion, so I actually can't really tell what it is. But if it says most recently available numbers, I would say that's not a good way of saying it because it does change and it will change, and that will just cause issues. It's better to either say something like the numbers as of and give a date like June 2019, and then at least it's stable. You know, that number can be changed in the future, just like we're changing it now, but at least there's something like clear. So that's what I would say on that point, just in terms of language. But I'm having a sort of a larger question about why we're talking about this when I don't understand why we need to change the central service numbers from what we currently have, why there's a need to do that at this time. And to me, again, I'll just say the more important issue is the fact that some people aren't even, some stations are not paying their central services. So if we assign them a percentage, you know, it has no basis in reality.
Understood. I can actually, I've given that question some thought because it comes up regularly. And my conclusion is that the way stations perform kind of comes and goes with time. I would say that it more goes than comes, if you understand my meaning. But I'm not at all sure that what the situation is now with some of the stations that are unable to perform on their obligations for central services. And incidentally, this isn't a central services discussion, although it definitely
right.
has implications in that area. Stations may in fact be able to perform, like, you know, BAI recently received a large request. They could determine it, the portion that was directed directly to that station could be used for whatever purposes that station deemed it should be used for. In other words, that station may actually be better able to perform on this obligation than most of the other stations. I'll just leave it at that for the foreseeable future.
Oh, okay.
if there was a set aside. Now,
I understand. Actually, I was not clear because, like I say, I've been having trouble kind of finding the motion, but I understand now it's about the loan interest payments, not the central service. I actually was confused
correct.
On that point. So I understand that now. And I also understand what you just said, Chris, so thank you. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Bill?
Well, I was going to say it's sort of the same thing. The you know, the interest payments are actually should be relatively small compared to the central services, and maybe it would be simpler just to say as of a specific date, and then maybe update it somewhere during the year. Just to let everybody know, I know our IED has been talking about, actually, election supervisors have been talking about this for a long time, about having one consolidated member database for all of Pacifica to save us money so that we don't have to separately pay for our own software and maintenance fees and all that stuff for each station. And it looks like we're going to be moving towards using one particular commercial system that's designed for nonprofits. And from what our idea told us, it looked like it will probably end up costing less overall than what we're paying now, or at least not anymore. And so once that's done, it might be easier to get membership numbers. But then it's going to take a little while to do the transition. It'll probably be sometime next year, I'm guessing. But I guess we should be thinking about central services too. That's, you know, later on the agenda. But
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm okay with making this as simple as we can because it's not a lot. But the interest payments do need to be made soon. This is something we can't just keep postponing, as we talked about last meeting.
Right. So, yeah. One of the reasons why I wanted to get this on the agenda for tonight is so I could lift it up to the PNB along with the motion that we passed last time. You know, those two motions work together.
Yeah.
There's the idea that we should strive to pay in full the interest payments, and that it should be proportioned by some method. This is the suggested method. Like I say, I think it's the most expeditious way rather than arguing about what the financial picture of each individual station is. I'm gonna read back the motion with the changes that I consider kind of friendly amendments, and then I'll forward it to the entire group here. The NFC recommends that the quarterly interest payments beginning December 2019 be apportioned by station membership as of December 1st, 2019, and updated quarterly date thereafter if available.
Okay, so you're saying with payments beginning with? I had starting with, okay.
Beginning with or starting with. It doesn't matter. Starting with? You like that better, Arpal?
Sure. Well, I already had it written down, so okay.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's fine. Starting with. That's about the clearest language available. One more time. The NFC recommends that the quarterly interest payments starting with December 2019 be apportioned by the station membership as of December 1st, 2019 and updated quarterly thereafter if available.
Well, I have a question. And updated quarterly, what? What's going to be updated quarterly?
Yeah. Well, the membership, but that wasn't clear enough, I guess, huh?
No, and I still think that it's just, we're only talking about an 18-month period, theoretically, and I think that a lot of time and energy could be wasted on arguing about percentages. I mean, is that really necessary? Isn't it better just to have a fixed percentage?
That's fine.
I don't know.
We can do it.
Yes, I mean.
No,
okay.
No. I have no problem with that. If everybody seems to feel that, there's not going to be any dramatic change in the memberships of the individual stations, I have no problem with that wording. Is that the case? Does anybody feel that it's possible that some station would have a dramatic increase in the membership that would skew this? I'm not hearing
anybody. I'm hoping
anybody,
Katie, so membership will increase, but I can't guarantee how much.
Yeah,
because we dropped significantly since last year.
Indeed.
Well,
okay.
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I think quarterly is too often, to expect a change in the membership. You know, hopefully we'll have some increases in the membership. You know, we could check in a year and see if there's been any changes that would help out the interest payments.
Okay.
Mansoor would like to be on stack.
Nick for the stack as well.
Okay, go ahead, Mansoor.
I'll let Nick Arena go first. It's okay.
Okay, go ahead, Nick.
I don't have a question about the wording of the motion, but I do have a question of voting for a motion when we don't even know what the numbers are. So I would ask that we don't finish this off until we would have what are the actual membership numbers for each of the stations based on the last membership drive, so we could see what those are, because I don't know what they are, and it may skew things one way or the other. So it would be important to have the numbers before we vote for a motion for means to identify the interest payment.
Yeah, I actually sent out those numbers earlier, and I'll send them out again with the motion, with the revised wording. Okay, I got it. So this was based on I got these numbers from I can't remember who right now. I think the election supervisor, and I have the raw numbers too that backs up the data, which I'd be happy to supply, but I'll just give you the percentages. So how this would break down would be 31% KPFA, 29% KPFK, 8% KPFP, 18% WBAI, and 14% WPFW. That's how it would break down. Let me read the motion wording again with the suggestion, adding the suggestion for annual revision. So So the NFC recommends that the quarterly interest payment starting with December 2019 be apportioned by station membership as of December 1st, 2019 and revised annually. According to changes in membership, that might be clear, huh?
I have a question.
Who is that?
It's Lyndon.
Hey, Lyndon, go ahead.
Have we decided on the September payment?
There isn't going to be a September payment. It was handled by a combination of the Quest proceeds.
Okay,
and
there will be a payment. It just won't be coming out of.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't be coming.
Okay.
Won't be coming out of the individual stations. So we actually
okay.
have a
okay.
couple to get this all sorted out.
Okay.
I sent that along with the numbers. I'm sorry that the columns don't quite line up right. It's a spreadsheet thing. It doesn't convey very well. I think the columns are left justified by text and right justified by numbers. So the number, the percentage corresponding to each station is to the upper right of each station ID. You guys should be receiving that momentarily.
And it's approximately $1.50 per member per quarter, as you were saying,
correct?
Right?
Correct.
That will get us approximately $70,000 per quarter, I believe, which is what
exactly.
the interest payment is.
Yeah, and the total membership system-wide is something north of $46,000 at last check.
Okay, Chair, Mansour was on stack.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mansour. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. All right. So please bear with me. I want to do a juxtaposition. Let's just say we're sitting at the dining table and we say, well, let's see. KPFA has 34%, so KPFA gets 34% of the food on the table. And KPFK gets 29%. And by the way, Houston, you get 6%, and WBAI, you get 18%. I'll bet you there would be a food fight over there and nobody would eat, okay? And I can give you another juxtaposition. Let's say somebody gave us $1 million and say, spread it evenly amongst the five radio stations. And we go, no, 34% goes here, 6%, there, 18%. And everybody would be up in arm to say, no, we have to get equal share. Okay, so I just think this whole concept, whether it's 6% or 20% from each radio station coming, it's not going to fly because if they don't have money to give us, they don't have money to give us. However, it's possible that we can, in the future, and hopefully there is a future for Pacifica, that we would rebound. And that's just... it's a possibility. And what if in the future they can redeem themselves, or each radio station that didn't pay enough or their 20% share, to get back on their feet and you know, pay that amount back? Because right now we're just talking about the interest. God forbid if we want to talk about the principal. You know, I just think I want you to really think. This is wrong-headed thinking. You're telling somebody who cannot do something, you cannot do something, therefore don't do it. I'm not saying put them on the block to say you didn't give 20%, but say your share is 20%, therefore you can pay what, 7% right now of that? That's fine. We understand that. We move forward. Somebody else will pick up the remaining. But then down the road, just like Central Services, we are still... KPFK owes some money, and so as the other stations. We haven't told them, it's like, forget it. You know, you go slate clean because you don't have the money to pay us. Okay? This is wrong way of thinking, wrong approach to these things, and you're setting up a very bad precedent. So I really want to caution you. Thank you.
Okay, Mansour. Anybody else? I don't think anybody else was on the stack.
For Nancy.
Okay. Nancy?
I think that the contribution by membership by each of the stations seems like a doable and fair way to do it. And it, you know, it seems like it would be handled kind of like a capital campaign where it would be maybe rolled into a, you know, the one-day fund drive sort of thing, where people that would only be able to give $1.50 per quarter, you know, maybe they would be given the option to make a one-time contribution of whatever that is for 18 months, $10 or $12 or something like that. And then the people that could give more, and then there, of course, would be some people who couldn't give anything. So there would be an appeal to others who can give more than $1.50 per quarter to help pick up the slack for those that couldn't. God knows some of us have been in those shoes at one time or another, and we all help each other. I'm sure there's some way that this can be pitched with the fund drive or with the one-day fund drive, or it could be rolled into the to the station fund drive.
All right, thank you.
Sharon, for the stack, please.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, well, I had been, you know, planning on abstaining because for a lot of the reasons that Mansoor kind of laid out. But then after hearing him speak, I feel that maybe I should say, tell people that I'm planning on abstaining or maybe even voting no and saying, but what Mansoor was saying made me think perhaps there should be some consequences. Because it's just, you know, we hear the ongoing, oh, revenue's going to increase, membership's going to increase. But as I said last time, we need to start talking about cutting costs. And perhaps there should be some consequence attached to this resolution because it is only a recommendation. It's not like we have actual authority. And the recommendation should include a for those that cannot make these stations that cannot make their percentage payment based on their membership, that there should be some cost-cutting measures that start occurring at those stations.
Mansoor okay. would like to be on stack briefly.
Okay.
Mansoor okay. to the stack.
Okay.
I just want to reply.
Go ahead, Nancy. I'm sorry, Chair. I can wait for Nancy to go first.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, it was not my intention. I hope, Sharon, you didn't get the impression that I meant for the other stations to pick up the slack, but for other members of the radio station to pick up the slack, not other stations to pick up the slack.
I didn't take it that way. I just understood you to be saying that revenue will increase, which I don't believe is. Well, I just think that's what has been said many times.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think a lot of times in fund drives, we do not ask as much as we could ask for, and so members get the impression that, you know, they can get away with, you know, I mean, that we don't need as much, you know. But I think if we really impress on people how much we really do need, and this is a new thing. They haven't heard this before. I really think we would get a good response to it, and I would prefer not to take a punitive approach to things right from the get-go.
I find it somewhat astounding that there has been no appeal at WPFW to your members to step up to the plate when you're running a constant deficit. So I don't understand what saying that there's another larger deficit is going to do to, you know, encourage your members to step up.
How do you know there has not been? That's pretty insulting for you to say that.
I'm not insulting. I'm talking numbers that have been given to us by our interim CFO.
It sounds insulting.
Well, I'm sorry if you find the facts insulting.
I'd prefer that we not get off in the weeds here on this discussion and talking about the larger
issue. Mr. Chair, call for the order of the day.
No, I was on stack. Sorry, Mansoor was on stack.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, this is we had 5 minutes for this, and it's now almost half an hour of this. So I'm calling for the orders of the day.
I'm sorry. We had 20 minutes for discussion. I laid the motion out there. We had 20 minutes for discussion. Item three. Sorry, I didn't call that though. I'm sorry.
I'll be only like 30 seconds or less.
Go ahead, Mansoor. I want to close out discussion on this, but I do have one final comment. Go ahead,
sure.
Mansoor.
Thank you very much. So I didn't mean any punitive consequences for anybody, and I don't mean to like harass any of the members or foundation members or board members or anything like this. I'm just looking at it in a broad strokes. Is what if, you know, Washington, D.C. gets $500,000 donation? Then they can pay that portion of their interest to the station like that. So I'm not saying that we should say do or die. All I'm saying is, like, if it's equal, because this is one foundation, five radio stations, they pay whatever they can, and in the future, if there is a future, and things might change and shall change, then, you know, they would be able to pay the rest of it back. And that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So the reason that I felt that this would be the best approach, I'll reiterate it. Actually, I'm not sure I've ever iterated it. Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair? I'm renewing my call for the orders of the day. 20 minutes and 5 minutes is 25 minutes, and it's now been 29 minutes. So I call for the orders of the day. If we want to extend this, we can, but we are,
extension, Nancy.
Yes.
Nancy, I move for an extension.
Mansoor seconds that.
For how long, Nancy?
10 minutes.
Okay. All right.
We are on the orders of the day. We're discussing this item.
Yeah, I didn't bring up that agenda item though. I think our poll's correct. I didn't alert him to the fact that we were in discussion. So I just wanted to say that the reason
there's
that
a motion on the floor to extend.
Yes, for 10 minutes, and it was seconded.
Okay. Well, it doesn't need a second, but it does need to find out if anybody approves of it.
That's true.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Is there anybody that objects to extending for 10 minutes? Hearing no objection, we're extended for 10 minutes. I'm sorry, R. Paul. I'm not being good for procedure tonight. I'm a little bit on the drowsy side. So
I'm probably in worse shape than you are.
That's probably true. And you're doing much better with that, I might say. But
I think everybody's doing great.
The reason that I chose this method is because I thought that an appeal to membership would be the way to do the interest payments. And I understand what you're saying, Mansoor, that because of the cost structure of the individual stations, that some stations will be able to pay more effectively than others. I get that. I really do. I think what I would prefer to do is just say, okay, well, I don't really care about your ability to pay. I care about your membership. And, you know, if you can appeal to your members to make these interest payments work and designate these fund drives specifically for that purpose, then we have a capital campaign, but the capital campaign isn't part of this committee. So I'm just saying that I think that there is a reasonable way forward to get these interest payments made by individual members. And if we're going to do it that way, then doing it proportional to membership makes the most sense. I'll add one other thing to that as well, and that is that a station's ability to pay is very largely impacted by the number of members it has. I mean, that should be obvious to anyone. So asking a station that has three times the membership, I won't exaggerate, three times the membership of another station to pay the same amount just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, talking about the issue of fairness, you know, you and two friends have come to the dinner table and there's a person on the other side of the dinner table and you're supposed to, because you're in two different parties, divide the food evenly. You have three people starving on one side of the table and one person who's got more than he can possibly eat on the other side of the table. I will also add that that's a positive example rather than a negative one. So it doesn't really help much as an analogy, but extending your analogy to this discussion, that's how I would say that doing it as an even apportionment is not really fair. So there isn't really a super fair way without having detailed budget analysis done on the ability of each individual station to pay. And I think we've already determined that that is not happening currently. I'm not sure how likely it's to happen and how likely and timely it's to happen in the future. And it just seems easier to me to call on membership to take care of this problem that we unfortunately find ourselves in. So that's I think that's enough out of me on this motion. I'd really like to close discussion if we possibly could, but if there's a couple more outstanding comments, that's fine. I'll take them.
R. Paul?
I'd like to say James is here, please. Thank you.
Okay. R. Paul.
The basic bottom lines are that, one, the interest payments must be made. They cannot be fudged. They got to be made. And two, there are variables among all the stations, and somehow we're going to have to make the interest payments. And if it gets sloppy here and there, it's going to have to get sloppy here and there just because they have to be made no matter what. And I think the membership thing is probably a good way of doing it, especially if we can go on the air and sell it to the members as, if you each do a dollar and a half each per quarter and, you know, maybe say, send us $10 and you're covered, I think that's a good selling point. That's something that will appeal to people and, you know, that will get us through the interest part of this whole thing that's going on. So I'm going to vote in favor of this motion.
Thank you, R. Paul. Anyone else?
This is James with a question.
Hey, James.
I apologize for being late, but let me just ask if nobody has already asked, do we have any statistics? Has anybody analyzed how much money each station raises per member so that we can see, whether the membership, which we largely have, is people responding to health premiums, is equally able and or willing to respond to appeals to keep the station on the air as perhaps other stations who primarily depend on public affairs or music?
I think those numbers are available. I do not have them at my fingertips right now, however.
True.
I'd have to go through revenue by station and then divide by membership. But that's an interesting analysis. I'd like to do it. I'd be happy to do it. I just can't do it immediately.
Of course. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any further comments?
Bob Paul for very fast.
Nancy. Was that Nancy again?
Yes, Nancy again.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Go first, Nancy. I'll have our call close it out.
Do we need to put anything in there about if the money is raised in a dedicated fund drive, that money be put aside in a restricted fund so that, you know, if perchance some people give a lot of money one quarter but not so much another quarter, but, you know, they plan on giving all of it at once, somehow it gets spread out over the whole period. We need to make sure that money –
is dedicated by a restricted account?
I wasn't actually planning on making the actual fundraising mechanism part of this motion. I think the way the motion is worded suggests that it should be by member, but how it's done and whether the funds are restricted and whether they go directly into the escrow account, all of that stuff, I think, is a matter for the PNB to take up. That's how I saw it anyway. I'm willing to entertain disagreement, broker disagreement on that, but that's how I saw it. I was just trying to get a limited motion up to the PNB that dealt with this issue sooner than rather than later.
I see.
Mansoor? I'm sorry. Excuse me. R. Paul. Excuse me. Here I go again. R. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, addressing what James was saying, I think what this will do is help us to find out about, give us more information than we currently seem to have regarding the fact that for some of our stations, everything is heavily, on-air fundraising is heavily premium-based, and that the premiums tend to be of a certain nature, put it. And I think this will tell us about that. I don't know that we can predict it in the future, but I think it will give us a good idea, and we'll probably find out if we start doing a dedicated pitch for the interest rates. And so there's that. Nobody's tap dancing.
Okay. Okay. We're down to 1 minute on this item, so I'd like to actually bring the motion to a vote if I could. So do you need me to read it again? Or does everybody have it?
Okay, please. Okay, yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. The NFC recommends that the quarterly interest payment starting with December 2019 be apportioned by station membership as of December 1st, 2019, and revised annually according to changes in membership. Mr. Secretary, can you call for the vote on this motion?
Yeah, okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Abstain.
Nick Arena?
No.
Fred Blair?
I'd like to pass.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Mansoor Sabah?
I'll pass.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Tamara Swidarski. Going back, Fred Blair.
I'm going to vote yes.
Mansoor Sabah.
No.
Okay, 7-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
Motion passes. All right, so our next item up is a discussion on the division updates on budgetary priorities. So I got Sharon Adams. That's one of the things that's required for our budgetary timelines. My understanding is that it's gotten to, our ICFO has contacted the individual treasurers. The budget priorities should have been passed on to the NFC, or excuse me, the local station boards. And I'm just wondering whether any of the other stations can report back at this time what their individual budgetary priorities are. I guess we'll just go down the list. So, like I say, KPFA has already forwarded theirs. Do we have anything from KPFK?
I think we talked about this at our last monthly finance committee meeting, but we haven't really come up with specific priorities at this point in time.
Okay. Let's see. How about KPFT?
Lyndon?
Anyone? Yeah. Sorry about that delay. We have met and talked about our priorities. And I sent out to the LSB a list of the priorities to let the people rank them, have a chance to rank them if they wanted to. So far, I haven't really got much response, but I think, you know, we only have about maybe 8 priorities to look at, and I can rank them myself, but, yeah, we're good.
Okay. So we should try and get those back in and tabulate them. At some point.
What do you mean tabulate them?
Well, I mean Paul, what is the next item up on the budget timeline after submitting the priorities?
Oh God, I got it. Okay, hold on a minute. Don't have to dig far. Just give me a second here, and I can get it pretty rapidly.
Well
Sharon,
I've got it.
Okay, September 30th, GMs and BMs, in consultation with LSB's local finance committees, the executive director, the CFO, generate draft station budgets and submit to CFO. That's supposed to happen on September 30th.
Okay. All right.
Sharon for the stack.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I just wanted to say, just to clarify about the budget priorities for the other treasurers out there, that basically we just have to rank 1 through 5. It doesn't have to go beyond 5. And we just have to what I did was I just sent out proposed priorities, which had things like pay operational expenses, you know, I forwarded it to the group so you can find what we passed, and then have the LSB vote that these are the priorities for the budget of the LSB, and then submit that back to the, to Tamara and to this group. That's all we have to do. So we just have to, it's kind of like a procedural thing, but it's required in the budget timeline.
Yeah. So to answer the question earlier, tabulated by the CFO, I guess, would be the answer to that question. So let's see. Where were we?
Pardon me.
We were...
Lyndon for the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
I don't see anything to tabulate. I mean, there's a, you know, get your priorities and rank them 1 through 5. And that's for September 15th. And
right.
So as an example, listener support, that's a 5 for us. I'm sure it's a 5 for everybody, because that drives just about everything. And I'm not looking to get a number that's, you know, wildly what we'd love to have for listener support. What I'm trying to do is get an accurate number of what I think we're going to raise from our listeners. That's what's important.
Okay. All right, thank you. Has PFW discussed the budget priorities?
We have not discussed the budget priorities with our LSB. I kind of feel this exercise to be a waste of time. What we do with our budget is we're working with Tamara to create a budget for 2020 based on the last 2 fiscal years of income. Priorities are simple. Trying to make our operating budget. To go through this exercise is just a waste of time, in my opinion. We're just trying to get to the numbers that we think would be accurate as far as listener support and major donors. And that's really it. And look at the expense numbers and make sure that we are going to be accurate on a monthly basis. priority exercise, it to me is just, again, a waste of time.
Right. Thank you. How about BAI?
Okay. Yes, at WBAI, we haven't done this yet. I've spoken to the general manager, and he sent his FY20 budget proposal to the ICFO already. And the LSB, WBAI LSB, meets tomorrow night. The local finance committee doesn't meet till later in the month because some people did some things and screwed up our meeting schedule, and may or may not do the rank it by 1 to 5, but I believe we're going to be discussing it tomorrow. And maybe we'll do a 1 to 5 ranking, or maybe we'll just say, you know, the stuff that's obvious that we need, that needs to be important. It's not our first budget, and I don't think there's anything new in any of the budgets, or in our budget at least, that's going to, you know, change what's been the priority in the past. So there's that.
All right. So it seems like there's kind of a varying degree of argument about how effective prioritizing the budget is. I'd rather just step right over that and say, okay, well, that's fine. Preliminary budgets need to be constructed. I mean, that's part of the timeline as well. That's the next step in this operation. Isn't that right?
Bill for the stack.
That's right, our role, isn't it? Okay. All right. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, I realize sometimes it does seem like kind of a waste of time, but in the past we used to, KPFT, we think about, like, essentially, what do you want to be different? You know, do we want to spend more on this or that? And there's always trade-offs. You can't always spend more on everything. You have to decide what's less priority. And, for example, when I was ranking them, I put as a real high priority to allocate some interest towards payment of the principal of the loan. And I put having money for a new PD, because we do not have a program director. I put that as a low priority. As much as I'd like to have a PD, paid PD, I think paying off the loan's more important. So, I mean, those are the kind of trade-offs we might make, because we can't get everything that we want. And it's a matter of prioritizing which are the things most important for each station. You know, some stations need things that others don't need. So I don't think it's necessarily a waste of time if you look at it that way.
Any more comments? I actually have one. I think that the exercise of coming up with priorities is helpful just for providing a framework for the budgets. If the individual stations decide that, for example, that, you know, that there's some expense that is just like that's going to cause the station to fail that wasn't there a year ago, then going back through past budgets isn't going to help prioritize that. And constructing a budget based on historical practices is not going to work to take care of that priority. And I understand that you can flesh all this out, but I think it can be kind of clarifying to come up with priorities for each individual station as far as what their immediate and pressing needs are. And I realize that Pacifica has its own pressing needs, and that should probably figure into it as well. Hopefully it will. But I you know, at the same time, I can appreciate that it's not helping anybody actually necessarily come up with their preliminary budgets or their budgets in general, their final budgets. But I find it somewhat helpful and clarifying to set priorities. So,
and Bill,
that is that. Go ahead, Bill.
And I guess I would just like to suggest that all of the stations consider putting aside money for the loan repayment, the principal, not just the interest. Their interest is what we just spent 30 minutes talking about, and that's a minor part. We need to figure out how we're going to repay the principal. We may have to bite the bullet on some other things that we'd really like to spend money on, or spend less on things that we've spent money on before, including possibly payroll, because we've got to get the loan taken care of. We've got 3 stations' buildings as collateral, and, you know, drastic things could happen if we can't make some progress towards that.
Agreed.